Hey guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is Ekta, and I am really excited because we are continuing our masterclass series with Dr. Victoria Weitzman, who is our go-to and the industry go-to celebrity cosmetic dentist, and she is truly the encyclopedia for all things dentistry and oral wellness. And I'm really excited to be doing this wonderful masterclass and this code series with her, where she is going to be explaining the trifecta philosophy she has for oral health, beauty, and wellness. And this is the third episode in the series, actually, and we're going to be focusing on the code to wellness. So welcome back to the show, Dr. Weitzman. I'm so excited to dive into this episode.
Hey, Dr. Ekta, so good to talk to you again. Thank you for having me. I am excited to talk to you again about our trifecta philosophy, you know, oral health, beauty, wellness, and like really dive into the code to wellness today. This is actually one of my favorite topics because I think it is the underpinning of everything. I think overall, this is the foundation of everything, you know, so I'm excited about this one.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And we recently, as Skincare Anarchy, we've been really trying to get this idea of mindfulness mindset out there. And I feel like wellness is just something that is not talked about enough. So I can't wait to discuss this with you. And that's one of my first questions, actually, for you is, what is your wellness philosophy? If you could dive into that.
Yes, definitely. So my wellness philosophy, my code to wellness is really taking a holistic 360 approach to well-being. And like I said, well, we can't separate wellness from, you know, the other things we talk about, like beauty and oral health, but there is a very specific code to wellness. And it's not just about physical health. I think it encompasses mental health, emotional aspects of our lives. You know, people often talk about dental hygiene, but there's also something called mental hygiene. And I think that's a big part of wellness is how we live a clean life, how we can have some control over our thoughts, because our thoughts become things, as they say, and that becomes our reality. I think a big pillar in my code to wellness is really my belief in our power to change, in our power to transform, and really that there is a certain alchemy to life where we can make decisions that empower ourselves, that empower others, that result in true transformation.
No, I love that. I love what you said about the mental hygiene part. That's so true. And I really believe in our thoughts do create our reality to the extent that we understand it. And I think this is something that it's very, very a novel approach, I think, in, you know, today's day and age, because a lot of us are still so caught up in like the everyday, you know, hustle and bustle of our thoughts. But how many times do we sit down and really think about like, well, what am I thinking? What am I creating in my life? And where does all of this tie in? So it's really interesting for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, the biggest code to wellness is obviously, you know, obviously there's a physical, but there's also a mindset. And I think that's one of the biggest, because that's what drives everything else. It's the conversations we have with ourselves. It's our mindset. It's how we're feeling. It's how we're thinking. You know, I think that's the foundation of wellness.
How has your journey been with wellness, like over the years? Because I know like you are a total badass when it comes to like your actual career. Like I know you were super young when you graduated dental school, but how has that journey been for you? If you don't mind me asking personally, through the years, like through your practice and everything and the busy lifestyle that you've had?
You know, that is a really interesting question. I think I've been on a wellness journey just like everyone else has. I think I've always strived to reach my fullest potential. I think I've been through many phases of that, like we all have. I think it's really important to give ourselves some grace with the process. You know, while I do believe that there can be quantum shifts, I still think that a lot of things just take time and, you know, there's a right time for everything. So my own wellness journey has also, it's been physical, but mostly I would say a mindset journey, especially in really defining and thinking about and tapping into my inner why and why I do what I do. I think that our driving force behind things is the most important thing. When our purpose and our why is beyond ourselves, that's when it's really possible to achieve the impossible. You know, when our intentions are self-serving, there's really a ceiling to how far we go. But what I found is when we have that shift and really tap into why we're doing what we do, tapping into something bigger than ourselves, everything around us seems to move, and things that perhaps seemed impossible before become within reach. So wellness journey has, I'm still on it. I think we're all still on it. We're all in a constant state of evolution, a constant state of growth. You know, I think that is so important to constantly be growing and evolving. But if I were to summarize my own wellness journey, I would say that the biggest shifts for me, my biggest breakthroughs have really come from shifts in my mindset and how I think about things, and really having a grander vision for my life beyond what I need to do for myself. It really comes with a sense of responsibility that's beyond myself. With any level of success comes a certain level of responsibility that I think that we need to tap into.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so fascinating. And I wanted to ask you because, yeah, you've been killing it the whole time. And I look at your career and I'm like, you know, there's so many high functioning people, and you just wonder, like, what is that wellness component in your day to day? But you had brought up a really interesting point. You had mentioned physical wellness for a second there. And I want to ask you, as far as the code to wellness, like, what is your code to physical wellness?
So yeah, I think there are many codes to wellness. Obviously, one of the big ones being physical. For me, that just means feeling good in my body. And the way I do that is through nature. I'm a big nature lover. And I think the way I best get physical activity is out in nature. And I think there's something very healing about being in nature. So I enjoy hikes and things like that. I think nutrition is huge. I think nutrition is one of the most overlooked things in our society now. And it's a key component to physical wellness, thinking about what our body needs, not what our body wants, thinking about nutrients that we need, micronutrients, what nourishment does our body need? So it's basically nature, nutrition, and nourishment, as I sometimes say. And nourishment doesn't just mean the food we take in, but it's all the other things that are around us, right? I think we be proactive with our health and kind of address things before they come up, not just when we get symptoms. Yeah. For me personally, one of my codes to wellness is what I call clean living. That encompasses a lot of different, that's a broad statement, but to me, clean living when it comes to our wellness code is what I ingest, what I take in, whether it be food, a beverage, but really what I surround myself with, what I look at on social media, who I surround myself with, the energy I surround myself with. So I definitely limit my sugar consumption. That's definitely one of my codes to wellness. I don't really drink alcohol. That's definitely a code to wellness. I try to get enough sleep. That's probably the most difficult one. I wake up really early. I wake up at like 4:30 or 5 every day. That's really the only way I can get everything done during the day that I need to get done. That's been a really important thing for me to keep some structure in my day. Discipline is a big code for me. Being disciplined in my routines, being disciplined in my self-care. I think self-care is a buzzword we always talk about, and that looks different to everyone. I mentioned already clean living. Along with that is restriction, learning how to manage yourself and restrict yourself. For instance, you know, we know that sugar isn't good for us. I know that alcohol isn't good for us. So how do we practice that in a balanced way? So there are a lot of components to wellness. And I think that the physical wellness is one of those pillars. There are lots of different codes to that. For me, it's been those things. You know, I always go back to nature, nutrition, nourishment. That's my personal go-to.
I love that. And I love that you had also brought up like the whole vibrational thing, because I think a lot of times there's a lot of things that we vibrationally collect over weeks and months and years, and most of us aren't aware of it. But I really love that you brought up this energetic component to us as beings and people, and we're living here on this earth, you know, and like every day you're coming in contact with people and things, and all of those leave an energetic fingerprint on your life. So like, how do you manage that? Because I know like you have a very busy lifestyle. You're always meeting new people, the patients that come into your office. How do you deal with that energetic component? Do you have days where you just feel weighed down and you have to kind of do a cleanse sort of thing? Or does that ever happen?
That's a really good point. Energy is a real thing. It's not just some spiritual concept. I think energy is actually physics, quantum physics. Learn about it. I learned about it in my physics classes. So energy is actually a real thing. Atoms exist. All those things really exist. And most of the things, like if you look at radio waves, you can't see them, but they exist. So to your point, yes, I do think energy affects us. I think it's important to be surrounded with the right kind of energy, positivity. I also believe that we get what we put out. So I sort of take a proactive approach to the energy that surrounds me. I try to put out positivity and try to leave a space as calm and with as much peace as possible. And usually when I put that out, that's what I get back. I try to be intentional with what I put out into the world too, because I know just by the laws of physics, I will likely get that back. But you're right. Yeah. Around a lot of people during the day that are dealing with their own things with patients, everyone comes in with their own story. I think the act of practicing radical compassion is something that I have to really lean into. I may not understand why a patient or someone has a certain issue or is having a bad day or the energy they come in with or what's happening at that moment, but I don't need to understand. Sometimes I just have to lean into that radical compassion and just have 1,000% compassion no matter what, without even understanding their full circumstances. And I think that really helps me dissociate a little bit from what that energy is. And I think it helps them too. I think sometimes people just want to be heard and just want to have someone be present for them. I think that's a big part of me dealing with meeting a lot of people, dealing with different energies. Everyone's going through something different, has their own story. But I think when we lean into that compassion and just being present for someone, I think that really affects them, but also allows us to process whatever they're going through better too.
Absolutely. I love that. And I love that you brought up quantum physics, by the way. I'm a huge geek and I love the area. So yeah.
Physics was my favorite subject in college. And I think physics goes back to there being a code to everything. I mean, when you think about, not too out there, but when you think about the universe, when you think about the world, when you think about physics, physics is just a code to everything. It's how things function. It's the math, it's the science, it's the equations that we live by that are unseen. And I really believe that that exists. I really believe that we know through physics, all the experiments Einstein did, you know, that energy is mass times the speed of light squared, right? You can't see any of that, but that is a code to something. That is a code to the universe. And I think just like that, there's a code to everything else. It just trickles down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just to add to what you said, something like, I remember when I first learned about like the observer effect, it was a mind opening revelation, but it's true. Like, we don't talk about physics enough. We don't talk about that. There is an inbuilt code, you know? So I completely, completely agree with you. And same for me. It was my favorite subject in college as well. We're like forced to take it.
No, I loved it. It just showed me that, you know, most of the things that are real are still unseen. Just because we don't see things doesn't mean they don't absolutely exist. And I think physics has always been such an interesting subject, how the universe functions, the unseen laws that we live by. So yeah, super intriguing. I'm glad you're aligned with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to know a few of your tips for mindset and personal growth, because I think this is very, very important. I know a lot of people talk about, for example, not to be confused with like mindfulness, but like just a mindset. A lot of people don't define that very well from what I've noticed. And I would love to get your take on that. Any tips you have for setting a mindset or having a specific type of mindset, and then how that leads to personal growth.
Yeah, I think it is, like I said, the underpinning of everything. I think one of the codes to wellness is having a positive mindset. And more importantly than a positive mindset, a growth mindset, because I think constantly moving forward is so important. Embracing resilience also as a muscle that we build is really important. And having a vision for yourself that's just a little bit bigger than what you think is attainable is super important. I've often struggled with that myself, thinking, is this dream too big? Is this too big? Is this achievable? But it's the only way it happens. You have to be able to make it real in your head, in your mind first. And that's the only way it's going to crystallize in reality, right? When it comes to mindset, I would say my biggest tips, my codes to having a positive mindset and to wellness would really be in a constant state of growth and a constant state of, they always say happiness is a moving target, but I do think it's important not to be stagnant. I think oftentimes people get to a certain level and kind of rest on their laurels. I'm always questioning, well, what's next? What can we do better? What can we do more? How can we elevate more? Because I think the biggest trap that maybe I've gotten into myself and I see people get into is they've reached a certain level of success and then there's a plateau. And I think the key to life is growth, creativity, constantly creating something new, something better, something bigger, and not just for our own benefit, but I think we have gifts to offer other people. And so it's not just for our own benefit. It's really with the mindset of how can I create something bigger and better? And how can I give back more? And how can I elevate those around me with me in the process?
Right. No, that's so true. I love that. And that's the thing, is like that self-limiting belief system. I love that you touched upon that because it's true. I mean, I think we all have it innately where we want to put a limit, a ceiling on what we can achieve and what we can do. But it's like, as cheesy as it sounds coming from me, that shoot for the stars mentality, like it's totally viable. You can definitely have that. So I love that you brought that up. That's so interesting.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I think dealing with self-limiting beliefs is a big one. And of course, I've dealt with them myself. I still deal with them. on myself. I think that's one of the best things we could do for ourselves is to really recognize what our self-limiting beliefs are and try to change our mindset around them. I think also dealing with limiting beliefs of maybe those around us as well, and how do we elevate others in our circle, in our communities on a larger scale to think about what's possible beyond where we are. I think that's really important. I think personal growth to me is the impetus, is the start of growth beyond ourselves, community, the world that we live in. So
yeah, absolutely. It encompasses a lot of things. Absolutely. And your environment plays a huge role. And I think I've seen it a lot in my own life as well, where if you're in the company of self-limiting people, you're more inclined to be very self-limiting yourself. And oftentimes, I think a lot of times we fall into the trap of, well, you know, this is what I'm comfortable in. It's like, when do you draw that line of saying, where's my comfort zone versus where's my expansion zone? You know, that kind of thing. So it's really interesting, the whole idea of wellness.
I love the idea of having an expansion zone. That's very interesting, right? So there's a zone that we're comfortable with, and there's a zone that we're expanding in. And I think there's a difference. And I think leaning into that expansion zone and shifting into that really is what facilitates change and growth for sure.
Absolutely. I want to ask you, what are your top 5 traits to embody the code to wellness?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I think there are so many traits that encompass the code to wellness. There's so many things. There's so many parts of the code to wellness, right? So the first one that comes to mind is self-awareness, being honest with ourselves, understanding how we function and what we need. I think that's really important in our relationship with ourselves and in our relationship with others. I think resilience is a huge one. I think that resilience is one of the most important things we can have, especially as we go through the trials of life, right? It's being able to pick up and move forward again in a stronger way. You know, there's this concept of falling forward, right? We fail as we get back up and move forward stronger. Another code to wellness is self-care. I think that's a huge one. We need to be able to take care of ourselves on every level, physical, mental, emotional. Connection is another code to wellness, and that's connection to ourselves, our inner voice, those around us, and to something bigger than ourselves, whatever that means to you, whether it's a bigger purpose, a bigger community, spirituality, whatever that connection is. I think having a connection to something greater than yourself is really the driving force for wellness and creating change. And then another code to wellness, I believe, and the one I think I'm most passionate about, is having purpose and really tapping into your why and really coming from a place of why you're doing something and what your grander vision for your life is, but more importantly, what your vision is for how you want to affect those around you and what impact you want to have. And I think when you come from a place of purpose and come from a place of thinking about the impact you have, that's when you really truly achieve your highest potential.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's also about like where you're coming from, like that component. Like, I feel like that really ties into what you were explaining earlier about just kind of exploring this self-wellness philosophy a little bit more and people really sitting down and understanding, like, what does it mean to me to be well? Like, what does that mean? So I completely agree with you. And I just think that a lot of us need to spend a lot more time, you know, sitting down, and whether that's meditating or looking inwards or whatever that is for you, like just to reevaluate, what does it mean to us on a day-to-day level? And how can we really kind of incorporate what you just mentioned here, you know, in our daily lives? It's very important to do that. So
yeah. And before I forget, I mean, there are definitely, I mean, I could talk about the codes to wellness for a while because I think there are just so many. A few that I don't want to forget to mention is one that we talked about previously. Compassion, I think, is huge. Compassion for ourselves, compassion for those around us. We talked about radical compassion, which I think is an amazing concept because you don't always have to understand why people are where they are. That's not the important part. The important part is to give them the compassion and the presence that they need. I think forgiveness is a huge code to wellness. I think, as they say, perhaps accepting apologies you never got, forgiveness, and really just focusing on the bigger picture. I think that's a big code to mental wellness. And then creativity. I think that constantly being in the act of birthing something new is a key to growth, because I think being stagnant is the most limiting thing that we could do for ourselves and our lives. So the constant creation of something new, and it doesn't really matter what it is, but I think the energy around being creative and creation really drives growth. So though I didn't want to forget to mention those because I think they're really important.
Absolutely. They are very important. I like that you brought creativity up because I'm sure you see that a lot with your work and your practice, is the creativity aspect of things, because I think everybody in medicine can relate to that on some degree, where you have to think outside of the box and you have to give yourself that freedom to think outside of the box.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people feel most alive when they're creative, right? I mean, that's just the energy of creation. That's just what it does.
Absolutely. Now, I know that purpose has been a huge driving force for you and your career and just life. And I would love for you to talk about that a little bit more, is this concept of purpose, and dive into that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've always said that obviously as one of our codes to wellness, but really my own personal pillar that I believe in, one of my anchors in life is purpose. I just really believe that when we tap into something that is beyond ourselves, a bigger purpose or a mission that we have, the intention to create impact beyond that of our own life, but our communities, the world we live in, I think that's when truly magical things can happen. My personal area of interest is empowerment. I think, I know that's a term that's thrown around a lot, but I think my life has been a series of finding my own confidence and my own self-empowerment. And I think it's a very powerful thing. So for me, empowerment, especially for women, is one of my areas of interest. And I think that one of the key ways that we could measure empowerment, in fact, you know, empowerment is an emotion, it's a feeling. There really is very little way to measure it. But one of the key indicators for empowerment is through education. And so that's something that I'm super passionate about, education for women in all countries, in our own country, in developing countries. I think that it is really the ticket to higher levels. It's the biggest indicator for change, for building resilience. Through education, we build resilience. We develop empowerment. This is the only thing that can break generational cycles for people, whether it be poverty or family situations. And so, yeah, it's one of the codes to true success is really just focusing on a purpose and a bigger why outside of ourselves. Another thing that I think I'm passionate about alongside education is technology, because, you know, what we're seeing now happening with technology and AI, I think is really just the beginning. And I think the one thing that can really facilitate education is technology. I think we're beyond the books and brick and mortar schools model. I think that technology and AI is really going to have a super important place in education and the empowerment of women locally, nationally, and internationally. So those have really been my interests. They're apt to change as we go. But for me, just personally, I've seen what education has done in my own life. And I would love to see that happen for everyone.
Oh my God, I could not agree with you more. I literally, like, I think about this like at least once a day. And I always think about all of the little girls in like a lot of the third world countries that don't even have access to basic education. It's like people are always talking to me about, well, here's my initiative for this, or the thing we're donating to, or whatever. But it's like, you sit down and you think about, there are millions of people out there that are dealing with like literacy issues, you know, just knowledge being available to them and for them to actually learn. And it just makes you wonder, like, as a society, at what point are we going to acknowledge the fact that knowledge does lead to being free from things like fear and being free from things that are limiting, that you think are just absolutely absurd to think about. I mean, it's crazy to me how tied knowledge, information, and education is to not just like personal prosperity, but also like on a global scale, right? Like being able to contribute to the world and contribute to your environment and your surroundings. It's crazy that we're not living in a world that's just more proactive about that. So I like that you really have brought that up, because I'm very passionate about it as well. And I think a lot of us are. A lot of people probably listening in are as well, that education has to be there. Knowledge has to be there for any society to grow, for any individual to grow. That's huge. Absolutely huge.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it has to be there and it has to be accessible. There are places where, like, we talk about education, but they don't even have the internet. And that's where technology, I think, comes in. And I think that's really the forefront of where we're going when it comes to philanthropy. And I just look at technology and education as the biggest impact amplifier that we have at the moment. And we really have to tap into that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To round out the interview, I really want to ask, we've been talking about the code of wellness. And I think in the beginning, we touched on this a little bit, but mental wellness. Let's talk about that again, because I think this means something different to everybody. But if you were to give us a code to mental wellness, like, what would your biggest nuggets of wisdom be on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of codes to mental wellness. I think we touched a little bit on this. I think there are definitely anchors and basics that at least I lean into. As you know, we've talked about purpose and meaning. I think that's huge for mental wellness. Adaptability, being highly adaptable, being able to shift and pivot, I think is really important. Things won't always go our way. We have to be able to quickly adapt, quickly shift, and perhaps go in a different direction. But being highly adaptable is really one of those codes for sure. Connection, and that can mean a lot of different things. It doesn't always mean just with other people. I think connection with ourselves and connection with something greater, whatever that means to you, it could be a purpose, spirituality, whatever it is. But I think it's really important to live outside yourself. I think when we become too self-absorbed and live in our own little bubble, that's when a lot of issues start to happen. For me, one of my codes to mental wellness is time to myself, solitude, quiet. I'm very intentional about how I spend my time. I need time to sort of process, have some quiet time, time to meditate. So that to me is an act of self-care, sort of a social and maybe technology fast for a little while, I think is okay. In short spurts, I think it's okay to get recentered that way. So there are definitely a lot of things that we talk about when we consider the code to mental wellness. So one of them would be balance. I think for me, that's one that I sometimes struggle with is work-life balance. I think that's something I've been chasing for a long time that I'm still working on, you know, the work-life balance. I think that's definitely a code to mental wellness, something that I'm constantly working on. I also believe though that there are seasons in your life that are for certain things. And, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you're doing certain things and you're working on things, it may not always be possible to give 100% to each pot that you have to water. You know, sometimes you have to water one pot a little bit more than the other, and then the next year it shifts. And I think that's okay. I think when we talk about work-life balance, it might not be on the daily. It might be, okay, let's look at this year. How does that year look in terms of overall work-life balance? And continuously learning too, like we talked about being in that growth mindset. I think that one of the codes to mental wellness is that growth mindset and constantly be learning, constantly be expanding your mind, constantly challenging yourself to look at things through a different lens is really important. Shifting your perspective, changing your perspective with the learning. I know sometimes I've heard say one gem, or one quote, or read one paragraph of a book, and that changed everything for me. So you really never know where or when that next burst of inspiration will come from. So I think it's really important to constantly be exposing yourself to things that are new, better, bigger, and surrounding yourself with people that may not necessarily always be in your circle. And you just start to see things from their perspective, and it just expands your horizons.
Yeah, no, that's actually brilliant. Yeah, because I know I don't hear that a lot, is who you surround yourself with. That's very important. And I agree with you. Like, I think that oftentimes we're so just engrossed in our own lives and we're looking at ourselves, but then we don't look around to see like, who is my company? What is the company that I'm keeping? But I completely agree with you. And I love everything that you said. I think it's just such an important topic in terms of sitting down and really evaluating where is my mental well-being right now. And a lot of people just don't do that. So I love that you've really broken it down to kind of a science, you know, with a code to all of this, because we oftentimes are always looking for tips and pointers. And it's easy when you can have like, you know, here's some pointers and here's some tips, and it is a code. It really is. I believe in that concept that there's a code to everything in life. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're embarking on, I really believe in that. And I think you've described it so beautifully here. So I thank you for that and for taking the time to come on the show and do the masterclass. It's been such an honor to host you and to learn from you. So thank you so much.
Facta, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.